and say if the person had gotten overheated and chilled and started sneezing and coughing, you'd say that he...
Taking a cold.
Huh?
Taking a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he was...
Hoarse.
Okay. And if you go like this, you say you've got a...
Heck and a cough.
Okay. And you say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little... What?
Drowsy.
Okay. And you say, at 6 o'clock, I will...
Go to bed?
Yeah. Say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, the alarm will go off and I'll...
Won't be able to get up.
Yeah. Before you get up, you have to... You say wake up around.
Oh, you? I don't know. You're not there. If you're sick, I can't get up.
Okay. You say it. This morning at 6 o'clock, I what?
The alarm went off.
And I
woke up.
Okay. And you say he's still sleeping. He's going to be late for work, so you better go in there and.
Go call him.
Yeah, or go, what, him, go.
Go wake him up.
Okay. And say if someone was sick and you've gotten them some medicine, and you go in there and you might ask, why haven't you, what, your medicine?
Why haven't you taken your medicine?
Okay, and you might say, well,
I already
what, some?
I've already taken it.
Okay. And you say, an hour ago, I...
took my medicine.
Okay. And you say, in another hour I'll
take it again.
Okay. And somebody can't hear at all, you say that they're
hard hearing.
Or completely
deaf.
Okay. And say if the man had been out working and took off his shirt and noticed it was wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweat.
Or in other words,
sweat.
Okay. And a little sore that comes to a head.
Well, it's like a rising. You open it.
Yeah, another. You call it a rising. Do you call it anything else?
Well, yeah, they're rising from in their pimples.
You know. What about
boils? Yeah, well, a boil and a rising is the same thing.
Okay. And when a boil opens, the stuff that comes out is called?
A cold.
Okay. With that liquid junk?
Corruption.
Okay. And you say if, say a bee stung me in my hand. What? My hand?
In your hand? On your hand?
Yeah, say a bee stung me in my hand. It got bigger, you know. You say
it's swollen.
It what?
Swollen.
Okay, so you say, a bee stung me in my hand. What? My hand?
My hand swelled from it.
Okay. And you say, if a bee stings you, your hand will.
Swell.
When you. What's the stuff
in a blister?
That liquid in a blister.
In a blister.
Blister.
Well, it's just like water. You know, it's in a blister.
You have to call it water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And say if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a. What?
So I'm imagine.
Yeah, okay. Or you wouldn't call that a cut. You'd call it a...
That'd be a hole in your arm.
Yeah. Okay, you say you had a bullet. What?
In your arm.
Okay. So you have to go to the doctor. You have to get a doctor to look at the...
I mean, pick the bullet out of it.
Yeah.
What's all the way through?
Yeah, what would you call that? I'm thinking of the word wound.
A wound? A bullet wound?
Okay. And if a wound doesn't heal back right, and sometimes you have to cut it or burn it.
Lancet.
Okay. What, you call that some kind of flesh? Or
some kind of flesh?
Yeah.
All crab flesh got in it. Something.
Okay.
When a sore don't heal up, you see crab flesh gets in it. That's what they call it.
Okay. Do you need to heal up?
I don't know. I'm just looking.